This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Norma Ausencia Deandra Diaz. Date of birth, May the 15th, 1969. Case ID number is 564-1628. Date of exam, June the 8th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination, yes. A Social Security questionnaire, dated 2023. And medical records from Hanger Clinic, dated 9/3/2021. Identifying information, this is a 54-year-old female who has recently widowed, who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate scoliosis / sciatic pain and osteoarthritis / torn meniscus of the left knee. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2018, where she worked at an employment office for 21 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her two children, and she is receiving disability benefits, which she has received since December of 2020. Allegations, number one, scoliosis / sciatica pain. Number two, osteoarthritis / torn meniscus of the left knee. History of allegations, number one, scoliosis / sciatica. The claimant states that since she was born at 1 month of age, she has had polio and now has post-polio syndrome. She states when she was three, her condition got worse. And she states that because she has severe weakness of the right leg, she has a sharp, dull, aching pain in the lumbar sacral back area that radiates down to her right leg. No surgeries have been performed. Her limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, stand for 5 minutes, sit for 3 hours, lift approximately 10 pounds above her head, and bend over occasionally to pick up things. She has no assisted devices, but does have a right leg brace that she has to wear daily in order to be able to ambulate with. Her physician is Dr. Ali Naqvi, that's N-A-Q-V-I. Her daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, and making her bed. She does no other exercise. And she has family members to help her with the laundry. She has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. She does presently take Tylenol, 650 milligrams, 2 tablets, QD, and Aleve, 200 milligrams, QD, whenever she has pain, which does give her relief. She was diagnosed with scoliosis and sciatica of the right leg, secondary to post-polio syndrome, and the necessity to wear a brace because of severe atrophy and weakness. Allegation number two, osteoarthritis / torn meniscus of the left knee. The claimant states that since she developed polio, as time went by, she started to develop osteoarthritis secondary to having to put most of her weight on her left leg. She also developed a torn meniscus of the left knee. No surgeries have been performed, and she denies any fractures. She was given one steroid injection into her left knee, which did help her for 3 weeks. MRIs were performed, which confirmed the diagnosis. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, Stand for 5 minutes, comma. Climb 3 steps, comma. Squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, occasionally sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She states that when she sweeps, sometimes she sits down to do it. The claimant does have a right knee, ankle, foot arthrosis that she uses every day in order to be able to ambulate. Her physician is Dr. Ali Nakivi. She presently takes Tylenol and Aleve as needed for pain, which does give her relief. The only physical activity she does is the chores around the house, are the ones that she can perform. Family history. The father died at the age of 33 from being electrocuted. The mother died at the age of 40 in childbirth. Medications. Levothyroxine, 50 micrograms QD. Metformin, 500 milligrams QHS. Tylenol, 650 milligrams, 2 tablets QD. And Aleve, 200 milligrams QD. Medical problems, obesity, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, history of left meniscal tear, comma, instability of both knees, comma, history of polio with post-polio syndrome, comma, right leg atrophy with decreased function and strength, comma, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states that she drinks socially wine. She denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 238 pounds, height 5 feet 1 and a half inches tall, BP 121 over 76 mmHg, heart rate 97 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 44, general. This is a 54-year-old female who appears to be your stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The last two sentences. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70, corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70, corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70, binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant has decreased function of the right leg and atrophy was noted with measurements. Her right upper thigh measured 50 centimeters and her left upper thigh measured 54 centimeters. She has a flaccid right lower extremity with strength of +2/5. Could you please drop down to neurological. The claimant was, can you drop down to the last two sentences? Reflexes of patellar and ankle were 2+ on the left side and 2+ for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. We were unable to obtain a reflex for the right leg, secondary to the claimant having difficulty removing her brace. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, and ontalgic. The claimant did come with an assisted device, which was a right knee, ankle, foot orthosis for support, which she uses all the time in order to be able to ambulate with. The claimant was unable to walk around the exam room without the device and did not attempt to walk around the room without the device. Could you drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and left lower extremities. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the right lower extremity, and the claimant's strength is only +2/5. Her leg is flaccid, and she has atrophy and has difficulty functioning with that right leg. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees for the left side, and the claimant was unable to lift her leg at all with the right. And in the supine position, it was 20 degrees on the left side. The claimant was unable to lift at all with the right. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, especially for the right leg. There is normal range of motion and strength of the left leg, but decreased range of motion and strength of the right. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant had difficulty in getting up and down from the exam table. The claimant was unable to walk on her heels and toes and had difficulty walking at a tandem rate and could not walk at a tandem rate without her orthosis. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires a knee, ankle, and foot arthrosis at all times in order to be able to ambulate. She did not present with a cane. Neurological, grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were normal for the left side, but abnormal for the right. However, we were not able to obtain the right secondary to the claimant being unable to remove the brace. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch. Pinprick and position sense was abnormal, especially for the right lower extremity. There is evidence of muscle wasting, but no muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +2/5 for the right lower extremity and +5/5 for the upper and left lower extremity. Fine and dextra finger control is normal bilaterally. X-ray of the left knee, no acute finding. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of the right lower extremity, where the claimant has atrophy, decreased strength, and a flaccid lower extremity, secondary to post-polio syndrome. She is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally, especially without her arthrosis. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of muscle wasting and severe fatigue for the right lower extremity. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to right lower hemiplegia, secondary to post-polio syndrome, with atrophy and decreased strength. Probable diagnosis is, number one, scoliosis / right sciatica, secondary to post-polio syndrome. The claimant does have difficulty in using her right leg, and it was difficult to confirm that she had scoliosis, but she did appear to have a mild scoliosis from physical examination. Number two, osteoarthritis / torn meniscus of the left knee. Not confirmed with physical examination or medical records. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Norma Ausencia Diana Diaz.